Alta calls for the resignation of the Minister of Higher Education and the chairperson of NSFAS after we received recordings of two meetings between Mr. Ernest Kosa and a representative of a service provider. Alta has identified the service provider and its representative as Mr. Tula Ntumba of CoinVest Africa. The recordings revealed that service providers allegedly paid millions of rands in kickbacks to Minister Blade Nzimande and Mr. Kosa, as well as at least 1 million rand to the South African Communist Party. During these meetings, Mr. Kosa also briefed Mr. Ntumba and an unidentified third person on the progress of the Werksman's investigation into the conduct of the former CEO, Mr. Andile Nongogo. It was also confirmed to Mr. Kosa that although the contract to pay student allowances did not go according to plan, that the so-called top players were still willing to pay incentives. The recordings also revealed that, according to Mr. Kosa, there was a conspiracy by the ANC and the Deputy Minister of Higher Education, Mr. Buti Manamela, to remove the minister and himself as the chairperson of NSFAS. This Alta report is the latest bombshell exposing corruption and mismanagement at NSFAS. The scheme admitted earlier this week that at least 20,000 students countrywide are still waiting for their 2023 allowances to be paid. In a presentation to the Higher Education Portfolio Committee in Parliament on 4 October last year, NSFAS indicated that at that stage, only 6.5% of the beds that are needed by NSFAS students had been inspected and accredited. Students do not deserve this kind of treatment. With elections around the corner, we remind students that they should not allow self-serving leaders with questionable integrity to remain in powerful positions. As future leaders, students have important decisions to make about their own futures as well as that of the country. The recordings have been handed to the SIU and criminal complaints will be submitted to the South African Police Services shortly. To listen to the recordings, please visit Alta's website at www.alta.co.za.